This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox this morning as he takes a couple of well-deserved days off. Here are some of the favorite, really my favorite people in radio. You guys are so talented and so fun, and it's always a good time. Because usually when I'm in for Mark, he's on vacation, and you're all on vacation with him.
That's true.
It's not our fault. They force us to leave.
I get robbed. Well, not that I don't love Ethan, because I love working with Ethan, too. But I
yeah,
just,
he's not here
nice
either.
You guys here. I know. What's going on with that, right?
Well, he actually asked for vacation before Mark did.
Well, it's spring break for a lot of people, so I think anyone who has kids who are in school right now are probably, well, hopefully traveling or at least taking some time off.
Yeah, and hopefully the storms didn't screw up everybody's plans. I mean, obviously very, very scary with some of the stuff that's gone on over the last couple of days. So I'm sure that's changed some people's plans. Anyway, I'm glad to be here. Always a good time with you guys. We're going to talk a little bit about Trump defying the judge. I love this judge telling him, no, turn that plane around. Bring those horrible criminals back to America. We'll get to that and other stories on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Now, first, it's the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I never liked Hamilton very much, and I never liked it. But we're going to get some very good shows. The thing that does well are Broadway hits.
I've never seen Hamilton. Have you guys seen it?
Many times.
No.
Oh, is it good?
No, I think I saw it on Disney Plus. I never saw it actually at the Fox. Yeah.
Mark saw it last time, and the only reason he knew any of the words is because his daughter was singing it right next to him.
Okay, well, I don't pay for any plus anything. On the cable. Disney Plus, huh, Carl? I wouldn't have figured you for a Disney Plus kind of guy.
I get it because I have a child who loves animation.
Okay, got it.
And
okay, got it.
Star Wars.
Yeah, of course.
I get it. Okay. All right.
First of all, I just want to say I'm grateful for Chuck Schumer today. He helped defeat a racist Jim Crow filibuster in the Senate. And to stand up against the racist Jim Crow filibuster tactics...
You know, Chuck Schumer is taking a lot of heat from the Democrats. They're very upset with him, which is kind of funny. They don't know what to do. The Democrats at this point do not know what to do. What do you do? Come up against Trump, fight him on everything, or pick your battles? They don't know what to do, and they don't have a leader right now. Nobody. When asked about this, none of these people could come up with anybody for 2026. They don't know what to do, much less 2028.
She has the largest megaphone on the House side, and she uses that very well. I think she should use it to maybe go against Elon Musk and Donald Trump and not against our own party.
Well, here we go again. See, I think it's kind of fun, isn't it? Because usually the Republicans are the ones in the circular firing squad. It's kind of nice to see the Democrats in such complete disarray arguing with each other. Because the more they're arguing with each other, the more we're getting stuff done.
We as Democrats better do some soul searching about that. Why would we do that? It's not like we're blindly loyal like, you know, the Trump folks are. But there was it's OK to criticize people you like. In fact, that's what you need.
Well, see, that's what's so interesting about this, right? Because up to this point, once again, the Democrats generally stick together, generally. And that's how they're so effective a lot of times. Not because they have better policies, but because they don't have the infighting. And it's kind of fun to watch the cockroaches fight, isn't it?
It has been interesting to see where they've just fallen apart on some of these issues. The trans issue, I think, has started really dividing some of the party. And that's not it. Yeah. But that is definitely an issue that's been tough for a lot of them. Tim Walz, by the way, I think he's going to run for president, hands down.
There's a phrase they use in the military, situational awareness. You know, I'm always astounded, aren't you? I know you've covered politicians for years, Kim. Aren't you astounded by these people who cannot read the room?
You mean like Tim Walz, where he would have no chance at being elected, but he's going to likely do it anyway?
Right. Or Kamala Harris, who's talking about running for governor in California. I mean, can these people not understand? Can they not read the tea leaves? What do we need? A skywriter? Somebody's got to tell these people you have no shot. And all you're going to be doing is taking, I mean, I don't know how much money they'll be draining from others, but it's a complete waste of everybody's time and money.
Well, maybe the Democratic Party, though, is kind of wondering, who do we put forward? If we're not putting Tim Walz, we certainly can't have Kamala Harris run again because her likability is just not there. So maybe they're scrambling, trying to figure out who their next best option is. I initially thought Gavin Newsom would be maybe the pick. He just looks presidential. And I know it sounds silly to say that's enough to run, but he looks the part and he can be very convincing in that. He's well spoken, but I don't know that I feel that way anymore. So, I mean, who is the Democratic Party going to try to lift up to try to run against? Well, it won't be Donald Trump, but it could be J.D. Vance.
Yeah. How about Pete Buttigieg? There's a guy with absolutely no skills whatsoever. Let's never forget that when Pete Buttigieg, and I'm going to remind people this because you may not know this story, and it's really important. When Pete Buttigieg was Secretary of the Transportation, we had a situation out in the Vegas, California area in the desert a couple of years ago. A car flipped over that had a truck with lithium batteries in it, and the truck caught on fire. So they had to stop the traffic. Cars sat on the freeway. This is a two-lane road where it was 110 during the day, and it gets down to a cool 100 at night for 44 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Cars sat in that traffic. But now the important thing to know, and this to me speaks to his competence. This did not get a whole lot of press. If Trump had done it, it would have gotten a lot of press. But the thing is, there's a military base right there called Fort Irwin. And I talked to a friend of mine who was a three-star general, retired now. And I said, General, couldn't Fort Irwin have built some ramps? This is desert. It's mostly flat desert, right? Couldn't they have built some ramps to get these cars off the road? And he said, absolutely. I guess they have what's called bridging, you know, the pre-made bridge. Anyway, the point is, he said, absolutely, they could have done it. And they would have liked the challenge to do it. Because remember, these guys can put a tank on a beach. So they could have gotten these cars rerouted off the road. But then they would have had to, I don't know, kill a few cactus or something. But the point is, Gavin Newsom did nothing. Pete Buttigieg did nothing. And it just goes to show the incompetence of these people. This matters. People could have died. They didn't. It was a miracle. Nobody did. But this is the incompetence that was, you know, present in the Biden administration. And the last thing we need is Pete Buttigieg doing anything. But there's still talk of him doing something higher. I don't know.
Well, because he's already said he's going to forego a run for Congress. So what else are you going to do? Probably run for president.
That's what I'm screaming over here. That's exactly right. So, I mean, and he is such, and he's, he has nothing. He has nothing to offer.
No, but
nothing.
I could see people voting for him. I really could.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I guess people on the left will vote for somebody gay over somebody competent.
Yeah, identity
and
politics.
There are plenty of gay competent people out there. Pete Buttigieg just isn't one of them. You know, I mean, look at Rick Grenell, a brilliant guy. You know, whether you agree with everything he does, he's a gay guy. He doesn't lead with it like Pete does. But I mean, come on. But, you know, the Democrats, they don't care about competence. They care about DEI. That's what it comes down to. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Good morning. Always a privilege sitting in, hanging out with some of my very favorite people in the radio and hanging out with you all this morning. Mark's taking a couple of well-deserved days off. Ryan Recker's in tomorrow. We love Ryan. He'll be in tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Thursday. So you write that down, guys, in case you're wondering, all right? But always having a good time. I want to tell you guys how much joy I got in watching these Trend Aragua guys taken off the plane and escorted. I guess they weren't greeted by the El Salvador military in a nice way, were they? Did you guys watch that?
I didn't see the video itself, but I obviously know it happened and the controversy surrounding it.
Yeah, they weren't greeting him with flowers or anything like that, or, you know, with signs or anything like that. I mean, it was, talk about a show of force. They don't mess around. And I listen, you know, you don't know if everybody's guilty and all that. I get all that. But the idea that Trump can't kick people out of here who are gang members, anybody who's worked in the gang unit, and I know people in this, I've not worked in, obviously, but I know people who have. They know these people. They can identify these people. Mm-hmm. It's not like we don't know who they are. And you know, I put this on social media last night. By the way, follow me, Heidi Harris Show, on all this stuff. But last night, I put this on social media because I was so frustrated by the response from some people on the left. They're not grabbing the guy who's handing out flowers on the corner. They're not putting that guy on a plane to El Salvador. Okay, it's not the guy standing in front of Home Depot trying to get some day work. Those guys aren't going on the plane to El Salvador. It's the gang members, the known gang members who are going out of the country. And the idea that anybody would have a problem with this, that a judge would try to stop it, that the ACLU is trying to stop it, that these liberals, these bleeding hearts are screaming. I'll tell you what, why don't you have these people move into your house? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm stunned at this reaction.
Well, a lot of these are the same guys who we've seen on video busting into people's apartments in Colorado and different parts of the country. And certainly they would be probably ratting out their other buddies if they're being threatened with whatever they are being threatened with. And to Bob's point on YouTube, who's watching, I guess that way, maybe they have some sort of like a gang tattoo. Maybe there's some sort of an identifying feature on them that tells people this person is a bad person, part of this gang.
All of those people do. All gang members have those tattoos on them. That's why they put them on their bodies to begin with. I mean, some people change their lives and get the tattoos removed later on. But that's what I'm saying. Gang experts know who these people are. Mm-hmm. It's not complicated.
It is ridiculous. The way that these federal judges, really what they're doing is anything that Trump does, they're going to push back against it. And, you know, the ACLU is all about the human rights and da-da-da-da. But you're putting our safety as American citizens, you're putting that last, really.
Right. Well, who's human rights? You don't have a right to be here, much less
you're not
be
legal.
Here and be a criminal.
Right.
Yeah. With no, you know, means of support. I mean, you're not supposed to be here illegally regardless. But, you know, we know what you're here for. You're here because you want to inflict, you know, crime on and many times on people from their own countries. That's what people never talk about. There's a lot of crime among immigrant communities of all kinds. Because they take advantage of. I remember one time I did a ride along with police, and I know you've done many, I'm sure, Kim. Did a ride along, and we went to somebody's house, and there was a domestic violence situation, and somebody was threatening the other roommate with calling INS at the time, I guess. I think it was INS at the time. But that's the whole thing. You know, somebody's being victimized for whatever reason and in whatever way, and they're threatening to call immigration on them. There's a ton of that kind of thing that goes on. And so these gang members aren't coming here to be nice to anybody. They're coming here to take over, as you mentioned, apartment buildings and terrorize and bring their terror into America.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. It is. It's been very frustrating watching these judges try to stop everything Trump's been trying to do. And he vowed to get the border wall completed by the end of his term, which is, I actually think he can do it. Of all people who would make that happen, it would be Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think it's funny that this judge, the timeline of this is so funny. Oops, too late. The planes are already in the air. For the judge to try to stop these flights and to try to make them turn them around and bring criminals back to America is insane.
If it were up to the ACLU and some of these federal judges, they'd probably want these gang members who were here illegally greeted as if you were getting off a plane in Hawaii where you have a lei and they're playing music and they're handing you some tropical drink and greeting you. That's the kind of welcome that they want for these gang members.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Now, what they're talking about is the Alien Enemies Act. People are upset about this. This is 1798. It's wartime authority that allows the president to detain or deport the natives and citizens of an enemy nation. Okay. Now, some people are saying he's stretching the definition of it. I don't think so, because these people are coming in and they're intent on hurting us. They are not legally here. They don't have the rights of American citizens. It's not like we're lining them up and executing them. We are sending them somewhere else. Why is that such a problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like that guy, the college student who was here on a visa and his wife's an American citizen and he was threatening Jews. And they're saying, well, he has a right. Well, what right? He's not a legal citizen, so he's not protected. Yeah. I think Mark was making that point, and it's a really important point, because that is, you have to draw a line in the sand, and that's a very important line to draw.
No, it is very important. That's the advantage of citizenship. You have certain rights. These people don't have these rights. You know, when you're here in America, I don't care if you're on a green card or whatever, you don't spit on the sidewalk. It's a privilege for you to be here, my friends. And if you're going to act up, they should throw you out, period.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
a one-way ticket out, yes.
Right. Why is this complicated? And you've probably seen those documentaries, I know I have, of those prisons they have down in South America. They are no joke. As you know,
go watch the show Russia's Toughest Prisons. They don't mess around there.
They don't mess around. And I'm not saying that's necessarily the best thing. I'm not sure you ever change anybody. You don't rehabilitate people in those conditions. But, you know, in some prisons down there in South America, the only way you eat is if your family brings you food. I mean, it's very, very different than America, where you're getting you know, three hots and a cot and a gym.
TV time for a half hour or whatever.
Right.
Outdoor playtime.
You go outside, you know. Very, very different, my friends. Very different. So I hope you enjoy El Salvador, folks. And don't come back. Oh, unbelievable. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Good morning. You can follow me, all things social, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, podcast, Heidi Harris Show. Always fun hanging out with my colleagues here at Odyssey, Kim and Carl, two of my favorite people. And of course, Sue. We're not going to leave Sue out. All right. Did you guys see the story about how Elon Musk claims that Doge has found magic money computers? I need one of those. Where do I get a magic money computer? It just prints things, just prints money that really doesn't exist.
Well, it sounds like that's what's been going on for years in the federal government, and that's part of the problem.
Right. He said these computers exist at several federal departments, including Department of the Treasury, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of State, and the Department of Defense. There's a shocker. 14 magic money computers with blank check authority. I don't even have that in my house. Do you, Kim?
I'd like it in my house.
What's a check?
Yeah, really. People young right now. What? Balance
What's
your checkbook?
Check?
My mom used to get on me all the time. Did you balance your checkbook? I'm like, no. No, I didn't. She still did.
Do that.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a neighbor who balances it to the penny. All of his accounts to the penny.
My wife does.
Yeah, some people are like that.
And people are very, power to them. They're organized.
You need to be married to somebody. Even if you're not like that, you need to be married to somebody who's like that.
She's good with money. I am not.
Well, the first step is admitting there's a problem, Carl.
Yeah. But she's like, I've been trying to teach you now for 30 years. And I said,
keep trying.
Please help more.
The free spirit. And I always tell my husband, I'm like the hot air balloon and he's the chase truck.
He has to bring you right back
tornado,
down to earth.
She's the follow.
Right. I like that better, Carl. That's a lot better. Exactly. That's on the tornado. And you know, anytime I work for any company like Odyssey, obviously now, I always tell the HR people, I'm the person you're going to follow around for every bit of paperwork. I'm the person you're going to follow around for every little video we're supposed to watch. I'm that person. You will have to continuously follow around. And I apologize in advance for that.
So they'll have to hound you because you'll forget to do it.
Not as much as AT&T was hounding you in your house, but
close to that.
Yes. And if you missed that, folks, check that out. The 5 o'clock hour. We talked about that.
But rewind.
Yeah, it's rewind. You can always rewind. You can go to the Odyssey app and rewind. But anyway, can you imagine 14 magic money machines he's found? And he calls it a magic money computer, on any computer which can just make money out of thin air. You know, obviously we're in huge trouble. And most people in America, I would think, at least a lot of people seem to believe that there's a lot of government waste. Everybody knows that. Anyone who's ever worked in a government agency, and I have many friends who have, will tell you how much waste there is. They all know what's happening. And they just, either they can't say anything or they don't know who they would tell. We know it's a thing. Absolutely. It's kind of laughable, to be honest. And of course, there was a recent poll done that the public thinks at least 25% of all federal spending is wasted. 25%. I think that's probably a low number.
What's sad is there are federal workers, some of whom I know, who work really hard. Their jobs are important. But you have a lot of other people who are just not doing much and their job is just pointless. And so they kind of all get grouped in together. So I'm hoping there's going to be an effective way of actually taking the time to see, okay, this person's job actually should be kept versus this person has been phoning things in for the last 10 years and probably could go.
Right. Let me give you an example. I have a friend whose brother works for the IRS. Not sure he still does, but as of like a week ago, he was. And he was staying at her house temporarily while he was getting ready to move to another house. She said he worked an hour and a half to 2 hours a day, period. Then he would go to the gym, get in a guitar lesson. I mean, and she couldn't believe it. And the guy was making over $100,000 a year for that kind of a job because it was a work from home job. The week that Elon Musk sent out the email saying, tell me what you did last week, mm-hmm. he left his computer at her house for a week, his work computer, not on vacation, while he was moving. So he never got that email. So I don't know what the follow-up story on that is. But this is an example of people who are flat out abusing the system. And he was really mad. They had to go back to the building for work and all this kind of thing. I mean, you're working for me. Now, if you want to work from home and you work for a company that allows that, obviously Odyssey has some people work from home, whatnot, you know, depends on the situation. That should be a company's choice. But when you work for the federal government, maybe you're doing a great job from home. Maybe you are. Maybe you're doing a better job because you're not distracted by the people gossiping in the break room who stop by your desk and suck up your time. And maybe you're doing a better job. And maybe you can get your job done in 4 hours a day because you're not distracted. That's mm-hmm. possible. You know, as opposed to people who sit there at a desk from 9 to 5 and the reality is they're doing how much work in that? You know, they're sitting there, they're there, but they're really not getting more work done than they can mm-hmm. get. That's true of some people, like you say, Kim. But we have to look at all of these. You work for me. If you work for me, you should have scrutiny. And I'll tell you something else I was not real sympathetic to. All the whining and the gnashing of teeth of all these people who are laid off. We in radio go, huh? That's Tuesday. Right.
Well, I have so many mixed feelings about this because I empathize with people who have lost their jobs. But again, some of them have been phoning it in and not doing anything. So they probably should have been laid off a long time ago. I feel for the people who actually have been working hard and were caught up in this. As far as the working from home thing, if you started the job under the understanding that you were going to be working from home either full time or partially, you know, 2 to 3 days a week, and then you're told, you know, you have to come in full time, or, you know, the office is in a different state and you have to move your family there because right. you need to be on location, I feel really bad for them. But if you were hired and told you had to be there 5 days a week, then because of COVID or whatever other reason, you were told to go remote, and now you're just being told to come back to the office, I don't feel bad for you, because that's what so many people had to do who do not work for the federal government. I mean, it was not fun, because I remember being told that too, although that was right when I lost my job at Channel 4, so I never actually went back to the office. But they were in the process of doing that, and that was back in 2021. When a lot of companies did that. We're how many years later? This is 2025, and some of these federal governments, that the agencies are just now trying to get people back because there's been so much resistance. Eventually, you have to say, suck it up. You're coming back to the office.
Yeah. And I understand. I mean, if you moved, you know, to another city or something, I know a girl who worked for Facebook. She doesn't anymore, but she did. And when she worked for Facebook after COVID, I mean, they told everybody you can live anywhere you want. We're going to cut your pay a little bit, but you can move if you want to. And she moved out of state, had no plans to go back to California. It doesn't do that anymore. But I think that, you know, that's what happens in these kind of situations.
See, I feel bad for someone like that, where they told her you can move. They gave her the green light. If she did that on her own and didn't tell the company and was working remotely, no, that's on you. But they were the ones who said, go ahead, you know, we'll dock your pay a little bit, but you go ahead and move wherever you want.
Right. And then to call demand. Now, in her case, she left the company before they ever made any demands to have mm-hmm. people come back. And I don't know how many people at Facebook work from home. But once again, the difference is, as you and I've discussed, Facebook, they don't work for me. You can do anything you want. You work for Mark Zuckerberg. I don't care what you do. But when you're working for me, I want to make sure you're doing the best job you possibly can. And for some people, they can do that job very well at home. There's no commute. You don't have to worry about what clothes you're wearing. You know, you can be home to let the dog out. All these different things, advantages of being home. And if you're doing a great job, then fine. But companies should decide that for themselves. But you can't have, I don't think, the hybrid thing when it comes to the federal government, because too many people will say, well, I don't want to have to go to work, and you have no way to be sure they're working.
I just don't think, though, people who work for the federal government have this, many people who work for the federal government have this mindset of, I'm working for the people. I think they're looking at it just like it's any other job, and they answer to their boss, and there's not this pressure that they're feeling of like, well, this is serving the American public, and ultimately they're kind of my boss because, you know, this is a government agency. So there might be a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that there's a lot of, but I also think this attitude that I can't be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Is ridiculous. You know, that shouldn't. My husband and I went down to a local agency to get some paperwork done, and they screwed it up on the paperwork. And I should have checked. It wasn't me. I went by myself the first time. I should have double checked at the window. They wrote the address wrong. All right. So I had to go. Then I get home. My husband, thank God, checked it. And she said, he said, oh, they screwed this up. And I said, oh, and the lady was so nice. And I didn't catch it. Okay. We went back and guess what? They made us pay for everything again.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh yeah, we made a mistake. Uh-huh. And we had to pay like another $40 or whatever it is for that information twice. How is that fair?
Oh, I'm not saying this is the same, but like, you know, less than 24 hours after my mom passed away and we're all still in complete shock. We're on about 2 hours of sleep and we go to the funeral home and, you know, they're asking us to check over all this documentation to make sure it's correct. And so my dad's looking at it again. He's in shock, just lost his wife. And he, I guess, signed off on something that had his name spelled incorrectly. So he pays this money to get several copies of her death certificate because they say that you should get several copies because some of these groups or whatever want an actual hard copy. Well, anyway, we go to pick it up and I'm like, Dad, the name is spelled wrong. And she basically said, you know, you signed off on this, so you have to pay X amount of money to get several more copies of this. So I understand where the funeral home was coming from. And by the way, they were so great to us. So I'm not mad at them. But I'm just saying it was another example of, but oh my gosh, we're running on 2 hours of sleep. We're still processing the loss of my mom and his wife. And look what just, you know, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, it is. All right, we'll take a great comeback. But the funeral home sent us the wrong ashes.
Oh my gosh, really?
Oh, I'll tell you that story when we come back. It's crazy. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Jesse Colin Young, American singer, leader, and singer for the Youngbloods, passed away on Sunday at the age of, let's see, I have to, now, can I do math here? He was born in 1941, so that's 60 years, plus 25.
Okay, so it's going to be like 83, maybe? 83, 84?
84.
84.
84, good job. Thanks, Kim.
I'm just watching.
What, you're watching us do math?
While you guys are calculating.
He sang on Get Together that you just heard, and also...
Great song.
He did, he wrote the Kesha classic Gray Day. Sunlight was covered by Three Dog Night, and Darkness, Darkness, a Robert Plant song from 2002, which was nominated for a Grammy. So he passed away at the age of, what did we figure?
84.
84.
Yep. And a lot of these songs I've probably heard of, but I would never
be able to. Did you
know that
one?
No, well, no, but...
You only heard a little bit.
I only heard a little bit of it, yeah.
That's the big part.
I knew the one he played, that Carl played.
I could have played Don't Stop Believin' because the Houston rodeo concert goers faced a shocking spectacle at a Journey show Friday night during a performance of Don't Stop Believin' at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo at NRG Stadium. The stage went dark. The crowd kept singing, thinking it was part of a bit, but no, there was a fire going on, and they had to cancel the show.
They had to evacuate everyone?
Yeah. So they thought, oh, well, we're just going to keep singing Don't Stop Believin'. And the band is gone, and they're like, what's going on? Everyone, you have to leave. There's an electrical fire.
How bad was it?
Enough to get the guys off the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you're at a show, and...
I'm sure that stuff happens all the time at concerts, though, where there's some sort of a technical issue and people just think it's part of the show and they just, the band rolls with it because people don't think twice about it because they're just so happy to be there.
If you liked Conan O'Brien hosting the Academy Awards, he has signed on to host next year's Oscars too because they had their highest rating in 5 years.
Do you watch those shows, Heidi?
Absolutely not. I used to watch them on mute just to see what they were wearing. I can't even do that anymore.
Well, now you just have to watch the red carpet or whatever where they ask them, who are you wearing? Who are you wearing? No one cares.
I just click. Yeah. I just click later. Click through the
The best dress and the worst dress. Wouldn't that be terrible if that was how you were rated? Kim wore this dress and looked absolutely terrible. Looked like she gained 15 pounds.
Fantastic, Kim. Major League Baseball season starts in St. Louis next Thursday, but Major League Baseball season has already started in Japan right now. The Dodgers are leading the Cubs 3-1 at the top of the seventh.
Oh, so it's going on right now?
Right now. Channel 2 doesn't have any news going on. they've got the baseball game.
Oh my gosh.
Because
okay.
It's Japan.
That's exciting.
And wasn't it because they have two Japanese
Ohtani.
Star? Oh, it's Ohtani. That's right. The guy who made.
Tickets were going for $2,000 a piece.
What was his contract? $700 million?
He's doing okay.
Lots of money.
Tracy Morgan was at the Knicks game last night and had to be taken away in a wheelchair. During the game's broadcast, announcer said, "There's a delay in the game to clean up after a fan who apparently lost the contents of their stomach courtside." So,
okay. It was, okay.
Hey, I didn't say it. They did.
So he's sick, I guess.
Yeah, and then they wheeled him out. Also, a jury has ordered Starbucks to pay $50 million to an L.A. man after his genitals were severely burned after spilling tea in his lap. Kim sent me this. Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
Can you imagine being in the jury and having to see those pictures?
Third-degree burns.
They probably did show up close shots.
Permanent injury to down there.
Jurors had to see that.
Nerve damage. I mean, that is serious. Sometimes those lawsuits are stupid, but I would probably agree with that one.
I have nothing to add to that. Nothing whatsoever. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.